Good morning. Scattered showers are moving through the region early this morning, associated with a cold front which is making progress from New York and northern New England through the area. The progress of this front will be slowed by a wave of low pressure down in the mid-Atlantic region, but eventually it'll clear the eastern seaboard. And the trend today will be toward drier weather. It's going to be difficult to clear out all the clouds very quickly this morning, but eventually we'll have increasing sunshine, especially across northern New York and New England, and gradually through the I-90 corridor, and finally the mid and lower Hudson Valley and Catskills across into southern New England by early to mid-afternoon. So with a return to sunshine, a northwest wind, we'll see temperatures climb into the middle and upper 70s for highs on average, and all the while the humidity will be dropping today. This will lead to a clear, cool night tonight. With high pressure overhead, temperatures will drop quickly, and many locations will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s by first thing tomorrow morning. Across parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, we may even see some upper 30s and lower 40s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a chilly start, but a beautiful day tomorrow with lots of sunshine. Some clouds will move in by the end of the day, but highs should have no problem reaching into the upper 70s again. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west and to the south, where two systems will combine to produce a lot of clouds over us Saturday night and even some scattered showers. The system to the south will be the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill, and while its moisture may not get into the region in full force, it will have an influence with a tropical feel and high moisture content. And with a disturbance swinging through the Great Lakes and in our direction during the day Sunday, we'll have plenty of opportunities for scattered showers and maybe even a few thunderstorms with the high humidity. Temperatures will be mild to warm, though, with highs generally in the lower 80s despite the unsettled weather. Right now, it looks like this system will clear out for Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s, before another, in what looks to be another series of disturbances, passing through quickly in a zonal flow during the early to mid part of next week arrives, and temperatures will be close to 80 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with the opportunity for at least a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe storms from southeastern Montana into central South Dakota. Significant convection will organize later in the afternoon across favorable upslope regions of central Montana off the higher mountains. This activity should advect eastward toward the plains, where moisture and instability will support upward development and intensification. Initial activity will be supercellular in nature, and very large hail could accompany storms as they spread toward the northern Black Hills. With time, a maturing complex of storms could emerge over western South Dakota, upon which organized damaging winds could ultimately evolve. In addition to hail and wind, early supercell activity could produce a few tornadoes. And the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Tropical Depression Bill, which is located about 65 miles east of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Heavy rain continues with this system, and flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect for the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, with light drizzle also, 48 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility and fog, 67 degrees with a dew point of 64, 91% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.86 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Blythe, El Centro Naval Air Station, and thermal all in California to a low of 34 degrees at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. In Boston, a shower or storm, then partly sunny, near 80, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs near 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 61, the average temperature 68, that's right on normal for this time of year. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 5.12 inches for the month and 13.84 inches for the year. The average high temperature at Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 58. The record high, 94, set in 1995, and the record low, 38, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, breezy, and seasonably mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and quite chilly tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any showers in the morning will give way to increasing sunshine this afternoon. It'll be breezy and pleasantly mild with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear and relatively cool tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today with highs reaching the middle to upper 70s. Clear and chilly tonight, upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any clouds and showers moving out with increasing sunshine today, highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80. Clear and cool tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, pleasantly mild with highs in the upper 70s. Mainly clear and chilly tonight with lows back into the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some late-day clouds, upper 70s. Clouds with showers likely on Sunday, possibly a thunderstorm. More humid with highs in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Monday, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with highs all 3 days near 80 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayanos.